It didn't take long for the mayoral candidates to dig into the biggest issue of the election year. 2 minutes into her opening speech, Democrat Kathleen Ford brought up the increase in property taxes the city collected while opponent Bill Foster sat on the city council. She questioned where the money, which she said comprises $286 million, went.
Yet what happened to all that money? It did not go towards our number one priority, which is public safety. Instead, that money's been stuffed away in what I call the city's drawers and mattresses. What are they saving it for?
Bill Foster began his opening address by scoffing at Ford's accusation that Foster was part of an old boy network of local politicians that stands in the way of progress.
My name is Bill Foster, and according to Mrs. Ford, I'm one of the good old boys.
He then told the audience about the neighborhood policing he has in mind for the city if elected.
We're going to have eyes and ears in your neighborhoods, on the street, from the code inspectors to the people reading your meters. We're going to have eyes and ears during the hours of 9 and 5 in your neighborhoods.
On the surface, the two candidates are somewhat similar. Both have previously sat on St. Pete's City Council. Both are lawyers. But Foster is a social conservative and a proponent of creationism, while Ford is a former pediatric nurse who believes investing in science and technology is vital for the city's future. Their policies on a number of key matters are wildly divergent. This became apparent as each fielded questions from Lakewood students. Foster's take on law enforcement, which takes the biggest chunk of the budget, was that the city needs a more hands-on approach.
And I am committed to this philosophy of crime prevention, getting officers out of their cars, walking a beat downtown.
Ford, on the other hand, decried the department's computer system, which she said needs to sync with those of other law enforcement bodies. She then proposed that the city restore a victim's advocate position to help prevent crime.
And you know, we really do need to have the victim's advocate position restored, because what we know, what we have learned, is that when we can identify someone who is abusing a spouse or abusing children, it's pretty likely that that person may be burglarizing and robbing other folks too. It's like an early warning system of a criminal person.
A key point in the debate came when moderator Ray Arsenault asked the candidates a question from a constituent who wanted to know how they would make the Rays stay in the Tampa Bay area. Major League games at Tropicana Field provide a vital source of revenue for the city, which faces the threat of the team leaving before its contract expires in 2027. Ford and Foster differ greatly in their approach. Foster told the audience that building a new stadium to keep the team from leaving is an option, but it should ultimately be left up to the voters.
But I will sit down with the Rays as a partner, as a business partner, and hear their needs. And all of this will be open and transparent as we vision together the ultimate decision, if it involves a penny of your money, should rest with you, the taxpayer.
Ford, on the other hand, said that the city should leave taxpayer funds for its immediate needs and accused Foster of conducting backroom dealings in the planning of the new stadium.
It's my opinion that all this discussion that was taking place about a new stadium without city council's involvement, or at least I think it was without city council involvement, all the city council members said they didn't know about it, for the 6 months from March until November of 2007 when the Rays announced the new plan, all of that was done, I think, outside of the charter.
One student moderator asked the candidates if they would cut their own salaries if elected, given that the governor, whose salary is already substantially less than that of the St. Pete mayor, has opted to take a pay cut. Ford gave an emphatic yes, but Foster, though he said that sweeping cuts start with the mayor, seemed less thrilled about the idea.
I believe the question was simply, why should the mayor of St. Petersburg make more than the governor of Florida? And my answer is that the mayor of St. Petersburg works harder than the governor of the state of Florida. Oh, come on, lighten up. We have significant challenges here in the city, and as mayor, I intend to not make this a 9-to-5 job.
One of the evening's thornier points came when a questioner asked Ford about recent comments leaked to the press claiming that Foster knew of a colleague's rumored sexual misconduct with minors and whether they compromised her credibility, given her promise to run a clean campaign.
The comments that were leaked to the press were confidential, and I accepted the chamber's apology for those leaks. I am still as passionate about protecting children as I ever was.
While the ailing economy seems to be a major target in both of their campaigns, a wide rift exists between the two when it comes to the question of how to solve it. Many audience members at the event seem to already have their minds made up as to which candidate has the best solution. Miss Maddie Wright was among audience members who support Ford.
Well, I think the lead, it's time for ladies to take the lead. I like to be a Foster, and I told them, I like the good old boys, but I like the good old ladies too.
The St. Pete mayoral election takes place November 3rd, and the deadline to register to vote is October 5th. From South St. Pete, for WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.